1990 at World Harvest Bible College. The Lord told me to get into a Bible college. At that time, I had just started doing some local ministries and propelled me. And I was saying, where should I go to Bible? I registered for Tyndale. For me, Tyndale denied me because I didn't have my grade 12 English. And I said, wow. So I called a good friend of mine, Brendan Witten. And he said, oh, there's a new Bible school starting up in Oshawa. Why don't you go there and check it out? So we went over there, and Pastor David he brought me into his arms, and he's been like my spiritual father since then. Transformed me, took me from a church was so religious and restricted. You couldn't even wear jewelry. You couldn't wear a wedding ring. It really transformed me. I don't have my wedding ring. don't talk to my wife about it. But God has been so, so faithful. And through the process, he was able to father me through planting a church, and God did miraculous things. We saw hundreds, literally maybe thousands of people gave their hearts to the Lord. And the Lord brought us through that process. However, as you get older in the Lord does so much wonderful things in you, but the devil also tries to come in. He's there trying to just distract. And I think that's one of the things that Pastor David was sharing today. The devil bring these lies. And I think it was my wife was sharing this with me in Proverbs. It's almost as though he sets up these illusions that you believe it. And you know the same thing that he did to Jonah. The Bible said that when Jonah came out of the fish's belly, he repeated the scriptures. They that observe lying vanities forsake the mercies of God. That was what Jonah said when he came out of the fish's belly. So I just want to encourage you. Through that process, I met my beautiful wife, and we've been married for 8 years. You can wave. you want to just come join us, please? Because this is a living testimony. I want to tell you that just because your name of Jesus doesn't mean that you won't go through trials. We have been through. We're a young couple, and people look at us, and they don't know the trials that we have been through, but we look at the victories that God brought us and the testimonies that come out of those trials. It's not necessary that God bring us into those. The devil throws some of these things in our path, and if we weren't prepared spiritually to deal with some of these things, the devil just kind of wants to just sweep you off your focus. And my wife, was it 7 years ago or 6 years, standing here free from cancer today. And you may think this is, wow, what's going on with these two young people? A year and a half ago, I just had one of my biggest meetings ever in Toronto. And the Lord had just, after having a sabbatical for about 3 years of ministry, did not want to do ministry at all. I said, Lord, I'm going to go back into ministry. So I started, did a guest speaker to come to Toronto and at a big event. Pastor David, you were instrumental in helping me, advising me and all that, and I thank you so much. And after that, the devil decided, I'm going to knock this guy out. And I ended up in the hospital for 30 days. 30 days. Tell you, until today, the doctors don't know why I got sick or how I got. And this is exactly what all four specialists said to me. We look at you, and we cannot understand what. But when I was going into the hospital, I had eaten some calamari for the first time, and I believe I was affected by the calamari, and I went to the doctor under the impression that I had food poisoning. However, the doctors thought it was something else. The medication they gave, situation where my kidneys and my liver begin to shut down. The medication they gave me could help because my kidneys weren't working to clean out my system. My livers weren't working, so they had to put me to sleep for my body to heal itself. When they put me under, they told me they're going to put me under. And I turned to my wife and my mother at that time and I said, I have fought for you guys for all these years. Now it's time for you to fight for me. And they did. I lost 50 pounds after 30 days laying in the hospital bed. When I came out, I couldn't even walk. I had to learn to walk all over again. A lot of people don't know because we haven't shared it with a lot of people. We didn't show the pictures. Literally, I was little skin and bone. But what miraculous thing happened is when I was in that hospital, 30 days. I was going through a transition. As I said, I just came off a 3-year sabbatical, and I was just resting from ministry. Didn't want to do any ministry. Didn't hurt by church, by members of church, by people I poured into. And I said, I don't want to do anything with ministry. I'm done. So I decided, you know, the Lord has a call on my life. And I knew that from I was 6 years old. I knew it. I still know it. And so entering back into that field, the devil said, you're not going back. And in that hospital bed, I was laying there. And I said these exact words to God, if you want to take me, I'm ready. I actually used the word kill. You can kill me now. Because even though I was not conscious of what was around me, I was still conscious. My inner conscience was still alive. And I could still, I had visions, I had imaginations, and I had a vision from the Lord. I don't know if it was a vision, but I knew the Lord came into my hospital room. I was laying there on the hospital bed, and I remember my wife, people would come and visit me, and they'd be looking at me and be saying they don't understand the peace. But literally in that hospital room, I laid there on the bed. You know that you can take up a lot of junk on your way, carry a lot of hurt and a lot of bitterness in your heart. And I think Pastor David's going to share some of that. So, you know, you can carry all that, and it could cause your heart to become so callous and hard, and you become bitter. Every time people talk to you, it's like, oh, you don't want it. It's almost that, you know, and sometimes my wife would say a simple thing and go, why are you blaming me? And she didn't even say anything to blame me, but my heart became so sheltered that it didn't want to take any responsibility for anything. And the Lord had to come in my bedroom, and I remember laying there, and he came and stood right behind me. I felt his physical presence in that room. I couldn't turn because he wouldn't allow me. I tried to turn, and he wouldn't allow me to turn my head. I knew he was standing right there. And I felt as though he leaned over towards me. And for the third time, so distinctively, I don't want to tell you this. For 30 days you're in the hospital, you cannot go to the bathroom. I had tubes in every area where there was a hole. I'm saying it sounds graphic, but it's true. They slit my throat. They had to push a tube down my throat in order to get me breathing. And I want to tell you this. I've never been sick all my life. It was the first time ever being sick. Oh, this is no way possible. God, you know, there's no way that this should be happening to me. But when God has a plan for you, the devil knows the plan that God has for you. He'll do whatever it takes to wipe you out. But we know God is greater than any plan the devil has. But what the devil intended for evil for me, God turned it around for my good. And now I have a testimony, a book on the way, praise God, and something is going to happen with it. And let me finish this story real quick, because I want to give Pastor David time to come and minister this powerful word. And as I laid there, the Lord said, let go. Said that word, I knew exactly all the things. It's like he spoke one word, but everything flashed before me, every single thing. And I felt my body just moment. For two, they started in the vision. In 3 days, I began to walk. The doctors go, for 30 days laying there in the hospital, you're not supposed to be able to walk. 5 days, I walked out of that hospital. I decided I'm not staying here anymore. The devil intended for me, I tell you, it wasn't God's plan for me to be there. Never God's plan. And I sat there, and I remember one time this one nurse came. I don't even think he knew what he was doing. And he looked at me, goes, you're not supposed to be here. Get up. And he was the first nurse to actually get me to start walking. He said, get up and begin to walk. And I said, okay. And I got up and I began to walk, you know. And the amazing thing is when I came out of the hospital, actually, let me quickly say this. When I was there after the Lord woke me up, every single morning at 7 a.m., I don't know why at 7 a.m., he would come back into the room, literally, and I would begin to weep. And weep and weep. And I remember one morning one of the nurses came into the room and she stood just outside the door because I was talking to my friend. Come in. And the power of God was so much on her. When she came in, she goes, oh my. Like she was basically astonished at what was going on. But when I woke up after those 30 days, the Lord began to restore something that I lost. Lost the awe for his love. How much he truly loved me. Because when you get hurt, turn your hurt into bitterness. You forget how much he... So every morning I would say that prayer. Lord, help me out to love you and worship you again. And here I am, standing before you as a living testimony, my wife and I. This with joy in our heart, knowing that God left us not forsaken. You can see her walking back. But one more good news the Lord did. The doctors have said there's no way we're going to have any babies. No possible way. And just a year and a half ago from... being literally dead, we see a new life being formed within her. And we thank God for this. Amen. Are you excited? So I just want to encourage you that if you're going through any situation in your life, there's nothing too hard for God. Absolutely nothing. He heals cancers. He opens blind eyes. He even get rid of AIDS out of people. He does all kind of stuff. So trust in him. Amen. I want to sing a song for you. I hope you'll be blessed by it.
Praise to him alone. He who was. is holy.